really good practice today. Typical Wednesday. It's good to be back into a normal weekly pattern. Seems like I don't really even know what that is with the ups and downs and the various schedules that we've had for the first month of the season. But it's good to have a normal week. I thought the guys worked well today and got a lot of work done. So we're headed in the right direction.
Okay, we'll start with a question from Jared Lloyd.
Hey, Jeff. Got to talk offensive line to start, and particularly the play of Joe Tukuafu stepping in for James. James has been such a staple at center. What did you see from him going into the game, and then how did he grade out?
Yeah, so really, really pleased with what Joe did. You know, he's grown so much as a person and a player the last couple of years, and I've seen him kind of through his ups and downs. But for him to step in to that moment was a big deal. And honestly, throughout the week, I thought his practice was up and down, a little bit shaky at times, but I felt like he was headed in the right direction, challenged him really hard, and reminded him after, I think, Wednesday's practice of last week that a lot of people were counting on him. And he said, "Coach, I got you. I'm going to be ready." And from then on, the next 48 hours, I really began to see his sense of focus and sense of urgency grow. And he just kept telling me, "Coach, I'm going to be ready." And he was. And he graded out well, particularly for being in his first start and playing every snap. You know, I think the last time he's played a full game was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And so really, really pleased with his effort. And not only that, but he provided a lot of energy and a lot of leadership on the sideline.
And in a broader sense, just the overall depth of the offensive line, how do you feel like that's coming along? Because you've had to have guys step in like you knew you would. How do you feel like that's developing?
It's coming along. We certainly don't want to be in the position where we're without any of our players, particularly a starter, particularly our better, you know, some of our better players on the team. But next man up, right? And these guys have continued to be ready. And Coach Mateos has done a great job developing some of the younger guys and getting them ready to step in. And you know, the thing I think that maybe a lot of people didn't realize is that Tristan is actually our backup center. And so Joe has actually been our third center and not getting even all the reps that a normal backup would. And so, again, really, really pleased with that group, where they're headed.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jay Drew and then Jay Catch.
Hey, Jeff, being that you guys play next three opponents are from the state of Texas, I just writing a little bit about just the impact of that state. And I'm assuming you're probably the recruiting guy there since you have the Texas ties with how important is the state of Texas to BYU's recruiting efforts?
Well, I think it's like a lot of states that aren't right here in our geographical footprint, in that because we're a national school and we recruit guys from a number of places, wherever there's a state that has good football and has a large population base, then we're going to spend time recruiting there. And obviously, I know that. I've spent most of my life in Texas. Grew up there, lived there until I was 30. Family's all still there, and it still feels like home when I get back there. But I've also spent a lot of time recruiting the state, and so the opportunity to play there always helps your chances in recruiting, because people who live there will be watching those games, I'm sure, and it'll give us a great opportunity to make a name a little bit.
So do you guys divide that up geographically? I know past staffs they have, but how does Kalani work it as far as recruiting?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do. We do. We all have certain areas, but that's for kind of the initial phase of finding guys. And then once we identify players that we like enough to really spend a lot of time on, either from an offer standpoint or a potential offer standpoint, then we spend a lot of time not only recruiting areas geographically, but recruiting by position. And so Coach Mateos actually has Texas. He's recruited there a lot and was there the last couple of years. I kind of plugged into Arizona because I've spent some time in Arizona, and that ended up being a good spot for me. But I still get back there whenever we have an offensive player.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Joe. What led you to think he could move from tight end and be an effective offensive lineman?
His size. he grew out of a tight end. And, you know, I think he was always that guy that was kind of a tweener. He was a guy that was just good enough of an athlete that he could play at tight end. But probably more naturally growing towards being a lineman. And so for a while it was kind of a joke, and we kind of needed some help at tight end. You know, we had some injuries there early on, and we're trying to develop depth there, and we needed him there. And then Coach Mateos was the one who really pushed for it hard. He spent a lot of time talking to him and told him that he felt like he could really be a great guy there. And he was also the one who said not only did he think he would be a good lineman, but he said really early on he thought he would be a good center, and has done a good job developing him. But just, you know, the thing that I would say is one thing I think we do a better job of here than a lot of places I've been is being able and willing to move guys around and try them at different spots, not only from one position to another on either side of the ball, but even going from offense to defense and vice versa. Kalani's very open to that and always encourages us to try to do our best to find a guy at home.
Is the door still open for both Tristan and James to potentially play this week?
Yeah, I think they're both they're in different situations, and obviously I don't make those decisions. It sounds like to me James is probably a little closer than Tree, but I think they're both in the position where they're continuing to improve and being tested and monitored every day, but still questionable.
Hey, Jared Lloyd, your question.
Jeff, I want to switch gears on you a little bit. This is National Mental Health Awareness Week, I believe, and I know that there's some helmet stickers and things going on as the team recognizes that. Chaz Ayu, of course, came out recently and talked about some of his own personal struggles and how, you know, it can be tough in a football culture to address things like mental health and be aware of that. And I just, from your experience, how are we doing in that regard, and where do you think we need to improve?
As a society or as a team?
In college football specifically.
In college football specific, not our team, just in general with college football.
Yeah.
I think there's certainly a concern because of the stigma attached to being a tough guy if you play college football, if you play football in general. And I think it's certainly gotten better. When I was in that age, you know, you would be certainly considered weak for talking about something like that, and it would be brushed off. You know, oh, come on, suck it up. You know, oh, you just need to tough it up. It'll be better tomorrow. I think today we recognize that it's a much more serious issue, and so I think we're healthier in terms of our willingness to approach it and willingness to talk about it. I think there are certainly a lot more people available to help if a guy has an issue like that than there was back 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, probably. But there's still a lot of work to do. And I think every time somebody comes out and says, you know what, I had a problem with this and this is how I have dealt with it, I think it's another step in the right direction.
Jeff, how do you balance when a guy maybe is struggling a little bit, the I need to kick him in the pants a little bit and get him going versus maybe there's something more serious here? Because that's a tough balance for a coach to try and figure out.
I think it is. It certainly is. And I think years of experience have helped. There are probably still these moments, but I can remember a number of moments when I was a younger coach where I was grinding on somebody pretty hard, and then somebody else came to my side and just said, hey, you know, his mom's really sick. And no, I had no idea. Or, you know, he's really struggling with something going on with him personally right now. And so I think I just recognize the signs a little bit better now than I used to. And then the other thing I think I notice is, how does a guy respond when I kick him in the tail and I challenge him? Is that something that invigorates him and brings him towards better performance and makes him better? Or am I doing something that's driving him downward and he's beginning to slip down that hill into a place where he's not responding? And so I think his response to it is another sign for me.
Hey, we'll take one more question from Jake Ketch.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to get your insight on what you're seeing from UTSA on film going into this game.
Yeah, they present a couple of things that are real problems. First of all, I would just say that I can feel a sense of toughness. I know the head coach by reputation a little bit, him being a Texas guy, a guy that was a longtime high school coach in Texas, and I know he's got an aggressive personality and one that's bringing a culture of toughness to that team. And you can see it when you see how they play. These guys play hard. They play physical, play with great effort. And there's an aggressive style of defense. Tyrone Nix, defense coordinator, was at Ole Miss when I was at Auburn. And so I've seen his defenses before. And they're going to challenge you. They're going to challenge you with their scheme. A lot of extra pressures with not only linebackers and the front, but really everyone on the field could be a blitzer. Safeties, cornerbacks, from all locations in every scenario, not just in certain down and distances or in certain field zones. You could have a very aggressive blitz on any down and distance, and they may come back to back to back, particularly if you don't handle them. So the scheme is one that's very aggressive and one that challenges you from the onset. And you can tell that they play with a very aggressive style, particularly in their defensive line. Their defensive line, I think, is the strength of their team. Those guys are well coached. They do a great job of playing with leverage, using their hands, and they play hard and physical. They hit you. When the ball is snapped, they come off and they try to hit you right in the teeth. And I respect how they play. And so I like it. It challenges me as a coach, and I know it will challenge our players too.